This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we began amplifying Peter's focus in the second half of 2 Peter 1. How does a believer discover and use the key to an abundant life in Christ Jesus? He does this by sharing his purpose for writing this book, his experience that he wanted them to tap into, and his authority base that he wanted them to understand to maintain their faith. We considered his purpose for writing this book, remind them in order to refresh their memory so they'd always remember. We should never resist being reminded of what we already know and are firmly established in. As a discipler of younger believers, I often find their questions about basic truths refreshing my memory of things I'd by and large forgotten already. That's why it's important to build relationships with others and get together on a regular basis to remind each other of things we know but maybe do not presently have clearly in mind. This is why it's important to memorize and meditate on what we already know. Psalm 1 describes how important this is for maintaining a fruitful life. It's why the psalmist wrote Psalm 78 to challenge parents with the importance of reminding their children and grandchildren about God's praiseworthy deeds and power and the wonders he has done, as well as his statutes and laws. Moses also taught parents to keep the commandments of God on their hearts and impress them on their children. Talk about them regularly and write them out so they will never be forgotten. Peter was right. Remind to refresh memory in order to always remember. We need that as a reminder again and again in our lives if they're going to be fruitful for God.